One was summer, and that was from January through April, but the rest of the year was rainy season, and it would rain like 5 days in a row or every day in the afternoon. And what I would like to share a Bible verse from Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Since then we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and then sat down at the right hand of God.
Hello, my name is Isaac, and I am 12. And one thing that I liked about the Philippines was that over there, since we had so many brothers and sisters, we got stared at a lot. So wherever we would go, people wouldn't just walk by and stare at us. They would just stop and look at us. And I would like to share a Bible verse from Acts 26, verses 14 through 18. We all fell to the ground, and I heard a voice saying to me in Aramaic, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads." Then I asked, "Who are you, Lord?" "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," the Lord replied. "Now get up and stand on your feet. I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and as a witness of what you have seen of me and what I will show you. I will rescue from your own people and from the Gentiles. I am sending you to them to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me."
Hello, my name is Jonah, and I'm 11, and one thing that I liked about the Philippines was that their favorite sport was basketball, and where we lived, it was just a block away from a covered court. And I'd like to share Psalms 23. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff protect me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. For surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever."
Hello, my name is Issachar, and I'm 9 years old. And I'd like to share a Bible verse from Colossians 3, verses 1 and 2. "Since then you have been raised with Christ. Set your minds on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above and not on earthly things."
Hello, my name is Jacob, and I'm 7 years old. And one thing that I liked about the Philippines is that there were two seasons, and one was called summer, and the other one was rainy season. So pretty much after about half of the year, it's hot, and then the next of the year it starts raining. And I would like to share a Bible verse from Psalms 27:1. "The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear?"
Hello, my name is Ezekiel, and I am 5.
It's Jerusalem, and she's 3. And then this is Justice, and he just turned 2. These two were both born in the Philippines, but from our understanding, they're not Filipino. They're not Filipino citizens, but they are Americans. And I'm Jill. I won't tell you how old I am, but I'm blessed. And we had a great time in the Philippines. The Filipino people are so loving and giving. I don't know if you have some here in Dalton, but they're Filipinos pretty much all over the world. And they are pretty much all the same in their amount of kindness. It just floors me. They have such servant hearts, and they're pretty amazing. Isaac, can you get one of my books right outside that door? So we obviously are a large family, and when we were in the Philippines, it was pretty much our whole family who ministered, and it was the children who really allowed people to come to us. There are some foreigners over there, if there's just a couple, the Filipinos feel a little intimidated, but because we had all these kids, they would just come right up to us and want to take our picture, even if they just saw us and didn't even know our names. And So it was a lot of fun that it was our whole family that ministered. Thank you, sweetie. But the funny thing about my testimony is I really didn't want kids. Yeah, surprise. And so when I was in college, I was very career-minded, and I wanted to make a lot of money, but I also wanted to serve the Lord, and I know you can do both, but my call on my life was very different than what I had anticipated. And I was really enjoying what Craig was saying about giving up our plans, laying it down before the Lord, and following His, because there really is great reward. And because the Lord took me on such a journey, I started to journal, and I started to write down some of the lessons He was teaching me about surrender, about motherhood, about children. And after a while, I really sensed He was telling me to publish it in a book. And so I did, and this is called Embracing Motherhood. This is some of my story and some of the life lessons the Holy Spirit drew me to. And I tell you, I don't have this perfected. I've read this myself about 5 times because it's His lesson to me. But I also believe that this would be an encouragement to any new mom, any woman like me who never thought she wanted to be a mom, an older mom, someone who's adopted children, someone who's just a nurturer. I just really believe that motherhood is such a significant role in our culture. It's not heralded. It's not necessarily encouraged. But it is such a blessing. And people are who they are because they were nurtured or they were not nurtured. Right? And whether they were nurtured from birth on doesn't necessarily matter. At any stage in their life, their destiny can be drawn out by someone who sees that and sees that prophetically over them. Everyone is created so uniquely by the Lord, right? And there are just certain people in your life that you as a mom figure, you see it in them, and you see greatness on them. And I just really believe that this would be an encouragement, and I pray it is. We have these available through our ministry for a donation of $10. But if that's a problem and you want one of these books, we will get you one. They'll be available right outside these doors after the service. But I want to give away one this morning. So if you would like this book, either for yourself or for someone else, go ahead and raise your hand. And I'm going to have Jonah. You be led by the Holy Spirit and see who He leads you to give it to. Is this time for our video? All right, we have a video to share with you to show you some of what we got to do in the Philippines. And I want to remind you that you helped send us. You helped sponsor us while we were there. And so this fruit that you see is accounted to you as well. Amen? Amen.
Feel it in my bones, you're about to move. I feel it in the wind, you're about to ride in. You said that you would pour your spirit out. You said that you would fall on sons and daughters. So
I'm Steve Hill, president and founder of Christ Kingdom Come Ministries. This is my beautiful and anointed wife, Jill. Lord bless you from Kentucky. We're so grateful to be back in the United States.
We had another wonderful 2 years as missionaries in the Philippines, and we already miss our dear friends that we've made there.
That's right.
We thank the Lord that we got to see over 1,000 souls brought into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Through our ministry, as well as see hundreds physically healed in the name of Jesus.
Glory to
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
I've trained hundreds of people that have led tens of thousands to Christ. And I really love teaching at prophetic trainings in Manila. We're so grateful that we've seen our children grow in grace and minister alongside of us. whether in evangelism outreaches, healing prayers, or prophetic ministry. Here's a taste of some of our adventures.
So like the rain come to rent us in love, and let your glory
Jesus is so good. I'm looking forward to returning to the Philippines, but we're on assignment here in the USA to share the love of the Father through Christ. The Lord woke me up early the morning we flew out of Manila, and He spoke to my heart to share with the body of Christ in America, it's time to help build up the spiritual walls in your lives, your families, your cities, and in this blessed nation. We do that with our prayers, prophesying, speaking life.
Knowing our authority as children of our Heavenly Father is key. That is part of the good news we share. There is hope in Jesus. He has all authority. We have a good Father with good plans for us.
We've all been assigned to help advance the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. As in the Philippines, we're seeing Jesus save, heal, and flow through us prophetically here in the States. We look forward to help build up and equip the body of Christ to do the same, including children. Great grace to you and peace from the hills and Christ's Kingdom and Come Ministries. The best is yet to come for the children of God.
The Lord bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We are really excited to be here again. Good morning. I hope you had a blessed rest. I'm excited about what the Lord is going to do. We just love Jesus. And it's nice to be around people that love Jesus too. Amen. He's the source of any good thing that's in us. Amen. It's all because of Jesus. And so we're just so grateful to be here. Israel, there's a young man sitting right beside you. I don't know what his name is. What's his name? Corey. Corey, you're playing the keyboard over there. And while you're playing, I just felt like the Lord was sharing with me that you are a reed swayed by the wind. Do you play any reed instruments or... No, just keyboard? Not any reed instruments. Okay. Well, that's what I heard, is that you're a reed swayed by the wind. And I was just meditating on that. I believe it was Jesus was saying that about John the Baptist. He said, what did you go out to see? A reed swayed by the wind. And I just feel like the Lord was saying that you have a prophetic gifting. And He's going to be using you more and more to do that as you listen to His Spirit. And I just want to declare over you that you have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. And not only that, I felt like it was a word for this body as well, that y'all, it's like you're a bunch of reeds. I don't know if that sounds like an insult or not. You're a bunch of reeds swayed by the wind. And the Lord said, you know, that about the wick, a smoldering wick He will not extinguish, and a broken reed He will not crush. And that I just believe the Lord is going to be flowing through you more and more to share His word as you're led by the Holy Spirit.
And that if you're in a smoldering season where maybe you don't feel as on fire as you have in the past, or if you maybe you're going through an area of your life that feels broken right now, the Lord's not going to crush you. He's not going to snuff you out. He's got good plans for you. Does anyone receive that? Amen. He's got good plans for you. And so we're just so blessed to be here. Jonah, would you please bring my laptop right there? Thank you, Lord. We are just excited. We just returned from a Texas trip. We were there for 5 weeks. We had a Sunday off as far as ministering. We still attended church, but before that, we had ministered 6 Sundays in a row, so it was nice to get a little break. And now we're so excited to be here today with y'all. Last time we were here, we were just so blessed to be here. We really appreciate what the Lord is doing here. Maybe if you're here all the time, right? This is your church. I just remember when I grew up in Texas where it's real flat. Not a lot of trees. Some trees, but not many trees. It's real flat. And that's where I lived most of my life. And the first time I flew out to see Jill to try to court her, you can see I was successful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I remember telling her, the trees, they're so amazing. Morehead, Kentucky is right beside Daniel Boone National Forest. Trees everywhere. I was like, it's so amazing. She was like, yeah, it's good. She likes it. But she wasn't overwhelmed like I was because she was around it all the time. Well, when the Lord did let us get married, I took her to Texas. And so that's where we've lived the rest of our lives. And so every time we would go back to Kentucky, she would always be like, wow, I forgot how awesome these trees are. Why am I telling you this story? Because I just want to encourage you, you've got something really awesome going on right here. That we go to a lot of different churches. This is special what you got here. And I just pray that you'll be encouraged by that. And I have a little hors d'oeuvre for you, a little something extra. When I woke up this morning, I felt like the Lord was speaking to my spirit about what he told Daniel. He said, in the last days, knowledge will increase. Are we living in a time of knowledge increasing? Oh, yes. In fact, my son Judah was telling me, he read recently that knowledge in the world is doubling every 12 months. And I was visiting with him this morning that 100 years ago, if you really wanted to learn something, you had to get a book or talk to an expert. That's about the only two ways you could do it, unless the Lord gave you, revelation sovereignly. But nowadays, you can click on the internet and you can Google something and you can find endless references to any subject you want, just about. You want to study zoology, astrology, any kind of meteorology, anthropology, any ology you can think of, you can study and learn so much about it. Isn't that a blessing? It is. It is a blessing. And we are living in the time where knowledge is increasing exponentially. Exponentially. It's amazing. And at the same time, the Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians, he said, we don't wage war like the world does, but our weapons are not carnal. They're not worldly. He said, but they are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. And then he said, we take every thought into captivity that tries to exalt itself against the knowledge of Christ. Is anyone with me? Knowledge is good, but it's not the best. Amen? And so we can get a lot of knowledge about a lot of different things, and that's good. It's not bad. But if it ever starts exalting yourself higher than your knowledge of Christ, you're not in a good place. Amen. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. You're not in a good place because there is a tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And it's we need to know, we need to have knowledge. This is good, this is not good. That's evil. We need that. But we need to be eating from the tree of life. That needs to be our source. Amen? And we know that Jesus is the tree of life. He is the resurrection and the life. And if our focus is more on knowledge than on life, we're barking up the wrong tree. That was good. Anyone write that down? I just started showing my boys 2 days ago this old movie. It's called Where the Red Fern Grows. And everyone ever heard of that? And they're just like, they're eating up. They just love it. I'm like, why have I not shown this to them before? It's just, it's a great story. But, you know, the movie's a little slower paced because it's like 40 years old or whatever. But anyway, so what's so fun is I really felt like that was a word I was supposed to share with this body. And what's so fun is I'm walking down the hall this morning. I see what you have over the door on the other side, Philippians 3:10, that I may know him. And I always joke with Jonah. Jonah, raise your hand. I always joke, whenever we see it's 3:10, I say, Jonah, what time is it? Because he was born at 3:10 in the morning. And the Lord spoke to my heart, Philippians 3:10, when I found out he was born at that exact moment. And all the stuff that we've been going through, you know, we go through stuff, right? Anyone going through stuff? There's good stuff. There's bad stuff. There's drama stuff. There's parent stuff. There's relationship stuff. There's financial stuff. Ministry stuff. There's stuff. Some people use a different word than stuff, but we all go through it, right? We all go through stuff. Amen? But like the song that Ron Canola used to sing, when you're going through hell, don't stop. Keep going. Just keep going. Don't stop there. Keep going when you're going through hell. Amen? And we know that the Lord is with us. Amen? He is our refuge. He's our strength. He's an ever-present help in time of trouble. Hallelujah. That's good. Okay, so now I'm ready to share my message with you. It's going to be a short message. I've got really just 2 points to share with you. That's it. And then we really want to allow the Holy Spirit to flow through us in ministry. The last time we were here, I know the Lord healed some people, and I'm believing the Lord's going to heal again today. Also, my sons and I, we had a time this morning. We were just soaking in the presence of the Lord and praying, and then the boys drew some prophetic art. And they're going to be giving out to that to you some. And so I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be exciting. If you have your Bibles, you could turn to Hosea chapter 3, verse 5. And while you're doing that, I'm going to pray, okay? Hallelujah. Thanks again, Pastor Craig, Apostle Craig, Pastor James, for letting us come here. It really is a treat to be here. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much that we're your children, that you're so good. Lord Jesus, we honor you. I thank you that you are here in our midst because your promise that you're here when we gather in your name. Two or more, you're here. We just thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, I ask you continue to move through us and teach us. And I want to declare, Lord, that we're all good ground for the seed of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I'm sure you've heard the song, Good, Good Father. I sure like that song. It's just really, it's really awesome. And really, there's a lot of songs coming out these days that are talking about how good he is and how kind he is. And did you know that that's a fulfillment of Scripture? The revelation that God is good is coming to pass. Now, do you believe that God is good? Amen. I believe that you do. I do also. I believe there's layers to believing. Amen? There's layers to it. Because ever since I was kind of young in the Lord, I can remember, you know, people saying, God is good all the time. All the time. God is good. So we've had that revelation. But now it's being unpacked. The veil's being peeled back. The curtain's being, you know, moved to the side, getting deeper and deeper revelation of how good he is. Because he's good. And our Father is better than we think he is. So we need our thinking changed. We need our minds renewed to how good he is. And whenever we go through a trial or a tribulation, and the enemy speaks lies to us, he tries to lie to us that, well, maybe God's not as good as you thought he was, and that's why you're going through this. Anyone ever heard that lie before? I got a few of you being honest. Thank you. Hallelujah. Me too. I've heard that lie also, but he is good. If you'll please forgive me, I'm not sure what translation I have of Hosea 3:5. I just want to read a little part of it. This is the way this translation reads. It says, in the last days, they will tremble in awe of the Lord and of his goodness. Any shouts of hallelujah for that? Let me read it one more time. Hosea 3:5. In the last days, they will tremble in awe of the Lord and of his goodness. That's awesome. Now, I don't know if you have ever experienced the goodness of God so overwhelmingly that it made you tremble. I have. Have you? Well, if you haven't yet, buckle up. Because this prophetic word that is coming to pass says, in the last days, they will tremble in awe of the Lord and of his goodness. And I can think to that little country church in a little town called Fritsch, Texas. When I was baptized in the Holy Spirit in the spring of 1992, and I've never been the same since. But I can remember being overwhelmed with the goodness of God, and I was trembling as I spoke in tongues for the first time. And I can think about being at a church in Amarillo and just being overwhelmed by the love of God and just crying and weeping several times. And in different places, like in Goodwell, Oklahoma, when I was in summer school, right before I graduated, I can remember spending times with the Lord, listening to Dennis Jernigan, being overwhelmed with the Lord and trembling because he's so good and his love is everlasting. His mercy is everlasting. And when we experience those times, it's not a one-time thing. He wants us to experience it over and over again because there's more. Do you believe there's more? I want you to know there's more than what we've experienced. And that his truth bypasses and is deeper than our experiences. We know that every time someone came to Jesus in the Bible and said, Lord, would you heal me? He never said, I don't want to. He never said that. He never said, my batteries just ran out. If you could have been here 15 minutes ago. He never said that. He never said, I'm just so tired. If you just let me eat something, come back in the morning, I'll get you. I'll get her done. He never said that. And he never said, well, I usually do, but not you. I mean, come on, are you serious? He never said that. He always said yes. He always healed when someone came to him. He said he would never refuse anyone that came to him. He's so good. He's so amazing. His love knows no end. There's no bounds. And I want to encourage you. I pray this is not a discouragement. Like, are you saying that I'm not mature enough? Are you saying that I'm not all that? I'm not saying that. I'm saying there's more for all of us to experience, because there's so much more of him that we haven't experienced. It says in Scripture that the angels, day and night, never stop saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. The whole earth is full of his glory." That's in Isaiah. Then in Revelation, it's saying again, the angels just keep saying, "Holy, holy." I believe even though they're in his very presence, they still keep getting amazed by new revelation of how holy he is, how awesome and amazing he is, because there's no way that we can grasp all of it at once. We would melt. That's why when Moses said, "Lord, show me your glory," just one inkling of hunger on our part, and the Lord's like, "I'm here. You draw near to me, I'll draw near to you. I'm right here." Because really, he's right beside us anyway, right? How can we get away from him? He's right there. And as soon as we just turn to him, boom, he's right there with new revelation. But when Moses said, "Lord, show me your glory," I just love that movie, The Prince of Egypt, you know, the cartoon. That moment when he's right there with the burning bush, it's like you can just see the glory going through him. He's just like, he's just so overwhelmed by the love of God and his glory. Well, when he said that, God said, "Well, you can't see my face or you'll die. You can't handle it. It's too overwhelming." But he said, "You hide here in the cleft of the rock," you know, Jesus. "You hide there. He's the Rock of Ages. You hide there, and I'm going to walk past you, and I'll put my hand there, and then you can see, you know, on the back of me. That way you don't die. But I'm going to have all my goodness pass before you." And from that one encounter, his face was shining for days and days and days. He had to wear a veil because it was freaking everybody out. His goodness, his glory, there is more. Would you please help me preach this morning? Would you just gently tap your neighbor sitting beside you and say, "There's more. There's more. There really is more." This is good. This is the good news of the gospel. We've been given the ministry of reconciliation. Amen? Reconciliation to get closer to the Lord. Jesus said, "I came to give life and life more abundantly." Every area of our life is supposed to be dripping with abundance. Amen? That's what Jesus came to get us. And if there's any area in our life that's not dripping with abundance, guess what? We can turn to the Lord in that area of our life, and we can have his abundance. Amen? I'm not saying it's all instantaneous, but I'm saying whenever we turn to the Lord, the veil is removed. That's what it says in 2 Corinthians 3:18-17. Where the Spirit of the Lord, there is freedom. And all of us, as with unveiled face, beholding as a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed from glory to glory. Amen? There's more glory for us to experience. Amen? Because guess what? The moment we got born again, the King of Glory came to live inside of us. And this glory is supposed to be shown to the world. Amen? It's time to shine. It's time to lighten up. Anyone feel weighed down by burdens? Lighten up. Anyone taking yourselves too seriously? Lighten up. Jesus said, "You're the light of the world." It's time to shine brighter. Amen? How do we shine brighter? We don't strain like we had too much cheese. Can I say that in church? Is that all right? That's not how you shine more. What you do is you look to Jesus. And then he shines through you. Amen? The answer is always Jesus. It's not, oh, I got to try harder. I got to try to be more kind. I got to try to be more patient. I got to try harder. It's just turn to Jesus. Turn our attention to him. Turn our affection to him. Turn our hearts to him. Take those thoughts into captivity and make room for the Lord. Amen. It can be every day. It can be several times a day. Anytime we want, we can get a download. And I love this expression. The Lord gave me a prophetic word for a woman one time. He's like, you can cast all your cares on me because I care for you, says the Lord. Put the load down, and then you can get the download. Put the load down, and you can get the download. So as we go around the different places in ministering, we want to just encourage you, he's a good, good father. And he's got good plans for you. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. Amen. If there's any area in our life or any thought that we have that doesn't have hope with it, that's a lie from the enemy. And I get shot with them, just like you do. And we need to begin to recognize, those aren't my thoughts, that's the enemy. He's lying to me again. Galatians 6:9 says, don't be weary in well-doing, in doing good. For in due season, you will reap if you faint not. Anyone have any kids in here? Hey, you know, we've got 9. They outnumber us pretty good. But the Lord's helping us, and we ask for the Lord's help. But I know that we are sowing into their lives, and we know it's going to reap a bountiful harvest. And so we're going to keep doing good because we know we're going to reap if we don't give up and we don't faint. Amen? How do we not give up? Look to Jesus. Hebrews 12:1-2, right? Yeah? Since we're surrounded by such a great crowd of witnesses, that throw off every weight, even if it's knowledge, and every sin that tries to so easily entangle us, and let us run the race that's marked out for us, looking to Jesus, author and the finisher of our faith. Look to Jesus. That's how we get encouraged. That's how we run the race. That's how we not get distracted. That's how we not get weighed down. That's not how we don't get tripped up. It's by looking to Jesus. Tasting Jesus. Drinking Jesus. Loving Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Someone in here, I don't remember who it was. It was a man. He said, hey, have a good time today. Just give us Jesus. I said, amen. That's what we want to do. We want to share Jesus. Amen. This is good news. Jesus came to reveal the Father. Amen. In the Old Testament, sometimes it doesn't look like God's very good or very kind. But he is. And Jesus came to reveal who the Father really is. Amen. He abounds in love. He abounds in healing. He abounds in encouraging us. He abounds in authority. Amen. I know you've heard of the Great Commission. Go therefore into all the world and preach, and teach in my name, and make disciples. Well, the verse before that, Matthew 28:18. Before he gives the Great Commission, he gives this revelation. Jesus says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go in my authority. Amen? We have authority. Do you believe you have authority? Well, just for fun, why don't you say, I have authority.
I have authority.
I have authority. Amen. And we have authority in our words. So my first point, I sort of already finished, is that God is good. He's a good father. And my second point is about his authority, that we can speak life and not death. We have the power of life and death in our tongue. Do you believe that? I think sometimes we forget how much authority we have in our words. We have a lot of authority in our words. The Bible says we're going to eat the fruit of our words. Oh, Lord, help us. I believe that he's full of mercy and we can repent and he can, take away any bad fruit from the words that we've spoken in the past. We have great authority and power in the words that we speak. Amen? Amen. Well, that's the second point that I want to share. Because when it was time for us to leave the Philippines. We were there for 4 years, two different two-year tours of duty. As we were on the way back here, I knew that we were supposed to be sharing that he's a good father and he's a good God. But on February 25th, that's when we flew back here this year. And I don't know if you've ever had 9 kids before, but sometimes you learn to value sleep. And I love adventure. And we live adventure. All glory to Jesus. But I have learned that it's wisdom to get good rest. When you get good rest, then it helps you enjoy the adventures. Amen? Just like the angel told Elijah, after he'd seen the fire fall from heaven, he was like, you need to go to sleep again. He went to sleep. He's like, sleep some more. The journey's too great for you. You need to get some rest. And then he got some more rest and had some more adventure. We need to get good rest, not only physical, but also spiritual. So my boys from being in the Philippines, they wake up like at 5:30 and 6 every morning, almost like clockwork, most of them, because the sun comes up about 5:30 every morning in the Philippines. So after 4 years, they just sort of in them to do it. But they're starting to change a little bit, especially the oldest one. So, but they, by the grace of God, they usually let me sleep till at least 7. So when I woke up around 6:40 on February 25th, I saw what time it was. I was like, oh no. Maybe I can go back to sleep and get those 20 minutes. And 20 minutes is like gold. Maybe I can sleep. So I tried to go back to sleep, but I couldn't, because the Lord started speaking to my heart. And I felt like he was charging me, when you go back to the States, I want you to encourage my people that they can help build up the spiritual walls in America. We can help build up the spiritual walls in America. And we do that by praying, obviously, but also by prophesying and speaking life. Because we have great authority in what we say. Did you know that the prayers that we pray, they last longer than the sounds our ears hear? The Bible says in Revelation that there's this big bowl full of incense and the prayers of the saints. You're a saint. I'm a saint. If Jesus is in our heart, we're a saint. And our prayers are being stored up. He hears our prayers. He hears your prayers. Can you help me one more time? Tap your neighbor and say, He hears your prayers. There might be some areas of your life you've been praying for breakthrough and it hasn't happened yet. And you might be feeling discouraged in some areas. Or maybe you've kind of given up praying for some things. Or maybe given up on some dreams. But I want you to know, right there in Revelation, I believe it's chapter 5, says there's a big bowl full of incense and the prayers of the saints. He stores our prayers. And He hears our prayers. And He's going to answer our prayers. It's not really a catch, but in His timing. His timing is the best. Amen? But our prayers for America are speaking life over America, over Dalton, over the state of Georgia, over our families. It makes a difference. Now, I'm not sure what you think, but I'm pretty sure. I'm 99.9% sure that you agree with me that I have a beautiful wife. She's beautiful. This coming December is going to be 20 years we've been married. And I just want you to know that out of all the names I call her, sometimes I call her Jill. Sometimes I call her Princess. But the name I usually call her is Beautiful. So I just want you to know that I'm part of the reason why she's so beautiful. Now, I didn't say most of the reason. It's just a small part. But it is a part. Because do you think that she would be so beautiful if all these years of us being married, I called her ugly? Well, if I called her that, she probably wouldn't be around anymore, right? I might not be around anymore. That's a good one. But what I'm saying is that I do have authority in what I say. And so when I call her beautiful, I'm prophesying, I'm speaking life over her, and she shines with the glory of God. She's beautiful. We have authority. Now, if I keep calling one of my kids, hey, dummy, come here. Do you think that's going to help them act smarter? I don't call them that. I don't call them that. We have smart kids. We have great kids. They're awesome. But we have power in what we speak. Amen? Do you believe that? You know, I know that there's abuse in prophesying. But after the love chapter of 1 Corinthians 13, 1 Corinthians 14:1 says, follow the way of love and desire spiritual gifts, especially that you would prophesy. This is for the body of Christ. Amen? And if we can just, I'm excited for y'all. Y'all are about to start some prophetic training. I think that's awesome. That's wonderful. It's needed in the whole body of Christ. But just real simply, quickly, I know you agree with me. We're on the same team. Jesus is a good shepherd, right? We are in His flock, right? We're His spiritual sheep. And Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. Do you hear His voice? If Christ is in you, you do hear His voice. The problem is the enemy lies to us, tries to, you know, persuade us that we don't hear His voice. But we do hear Jesus. When we read His word, we hear His voice. Amen? That's one way. But when we hear what the Lord says and then we speak it, we've just prophesied. When you share a Bible verse with someone, when you share a truth from the word with someone, you've just prophesied. When you just say, hey, I know you're going through a tough time, that the Lord is with you. You've just prophesied to them. You've spoken life to them. Amen? And that's how we can help rebuild and build up spiritual walls in people, in cities, in states, in nations. We have authority in our mouth. Amen? Do you receive that? Now, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. No condemnation. Jesus did say we will give an account for every idle word that we speak. I don't think we grasp how much authority we have because we don't always see a physical change when we say something. But something changes every time we speak. We're either speaking life or we're speaking death. Right? We can be speaking life. We can be speaking hope. We can be prophesying to people. And it makes a difference. Amen? It makes a difference. I believe that the Lord is not finished with America yet. I know there's a lot of voices speaking doom and gloom. And I know there's some bad things going on. And I know that there's sin in the camp. I know there's sin in America. Which nation is there not sin in? I mean, come on now. I believe it's safe. I'm very confident in saying there's no other physical nation on the earth that's helping advance the gospel like the United States of America and its citizens are. Here's our family. We're in the Philippines 4 years helping spread the gospel. So I'm saying that I know there's bad things going on, but I believe the Lord has good plans for America. Amen. I believe that. And our prayers make a difference. And regardless of which way you think you're going to vote, I'm just praying we would just keep praying, Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth and in America as it is in heaven. Amen? And lead us by your Holy Spirit, who we're supposed to vote for in every single race that we vote for. Amen? Because he has the best, and he knows what he's doing. Amen? So, I know we had just a couple of real short videos. I don't know if they're available or not. I just want to share just a couple of short videos of some healing testimonies. Let me see. If we could skip that, we'll just start with the next one. And I just want to share what was so fun. Is this was just 2 weeks ago. Jonah in the blue shirt there, he and Issachar and I, we were praying for a woman in Midland, Texas, right by Odessa, where Mike West used to stomp around. And she's 51 years old. She came for prayer because she said she feels like she has an infection in her ear and it was stopped up. And I said, well, how long have you been having trouble with these ears? She goes, well, since I was 17. So I did some quick math, and I figured out that was 34 years she's been having trouble with this ear. So the three of us prayed for her, and while we were praying, her ear popped. Now, when popping happens when you're praying, that's a good thing. When you feel warmth and you feel heat, that's good. Amen? Jesus, he's the one that has all authority. He is the healer. And I have just a couple of short testimonies. This one is one of my favorite. This is Jill. She went to a restaurant with one of our kids, and she sees a woman limping in there. So then something happened. So, Pastor Craig, we can go ahead and watch a couple of these. They're real short.
So this is Anna, and I just met her, and she was walking like something was wrong. So I asked her what was wrong, and she said she had pain in her leg. She has a stocking on her leg because it was painful. And so we prayed, and Jesus healed her. Right?
Yes.
You're saying there's no more pain?
Yes.
It's gone. No pain at all.
No.
100%
yes.
Healed. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, we're so blessed. Let's pray with you, Anna.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
So I'm here with Jean. And Jean, on Tuesday night, I preached about Jesus is the healer. And you had pain in your elbow.
Yes.
For how long?
I was having the pain for 3 months, and my elbow is swelling. It is swelling. And then last night, it's a very amazing, is that Tuesday night? Okay, Tuesday night, it was very amazing because I experienced the pain is slowly gone.
Wow. Thank you, Lord. Now, you said that when I laid hands on you, then you felt the presence of the Lord.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
I feel it. I said, oh my God, you are here.
Yeah.
You are here. I said, oh Lord,
thank you,
God.
Lord. Now, there was another pastor who was here, and the Lord healed his eyes.
Yes.
And when he gave the testimony, what were you thinking?
I was praying silently. I said, oh Lord, me too. Please,
wow.
If you heal his eyes, heal also mine, because
yes.
I cannot read very well, I said. So
then
I was feeling that when I was reading the band paper, which is at something written there,
right.
And then I said, oh my God, I can read this one clearly. How
without
about this
without little, your glasses?
Without my glasses. And then
wow.
I get the other Bible that is written in small,
right.
small writings. I said, oh, I can hardly read this, but it appears slowly, maybe 65%.
So, your vision is better 65%.
Yes, better
than it was
before. Yes.
And this is in the last 3 days.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to continue to believe it's going to be 100%
yes,
healed.
Praise the Lord.
Wow.
Amen. Amen.
That's so awesome.
Now, Pastor, you did not ask me what else. You know?
Go ahead.
I will tell you this. I'm very prone of allergy. The moment I go out from cold and then heat outside, I have the allergy, the sinusitis. And then I'm taking that antihistamine.
Medicine, right?
Yes, and that medicine. I'm bringing my medicine with me, but I did not take that because no more allergy.
Really? In the last 3 days, no more allergies?
No more allergies.
Oh, I didn't even know about any of that.
But the other pastor is having the allergy. I said,
right.
If you want to take the medicine, I have something there to
because
give you.
Because you don't need it anymore.
Because I don't need it anymore. You know, Pastor Andy.
Oh, glory to God.
I said, oh my God.
That's so wonderful.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
I'm so excited how the Lord has touched you because of His great love for you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Okay, so Pastor Bean, you had a lump on your breast.
Yes.
How long has it been there?
A year.
A year. And now it's gone.
Yes.
Glory to Jesus.
Glory to God.
Can we just thank the Lord? Amen. You know, the Lord said, when you're faithful in the little, more will be given. And I believe part of our faithfulness is being thankful for the little that we have. Amen? It may not seem like a little, it may seem like a lot, but it's little compared to what we're going to have. Amen? That's what I believe. Well, I'm believing, is there anyone that has a physical need here this morning? Maybe everyone's healed and healthy and healthy. Is there anyone? Yes? There's a couple? All right. Well, we want to pray. We want to believe that the Lord's going to touch you, okay? Real quickly, though, I'm going to ask, would you please agree with me in prayer? I just want to pray a blessing over this nation, okay? So would you please stand up? We just want to allow the Lord to minister here. Judah, if you'll come up here and help me. Thank you, Lord. I know that this is a body. This is a church that prays. And so we're just so grateful that we can be here with y'all. Thank you, Father. Father God, we're just so thankful that we are your children. And Lord, I know that it was your plan for us to be in this nation. It was your plan for us to be here this day and to agree together. Lord, we want to speak blessings to the United States of America. Father, we want to speak great grace to America, Lord God. Lord, we want to call forth your good plans, your prophetic destiny you have for the USA, Lord God. Lord, we want to come against the enemy who has bad plans for America, Lord God. In fact, we say, the Lord rebuke you to the devil and all the demonic spirits trying to bring down and deceive this country, Lord God. Father, we ask that you would turn the heart, the heart of this nation to you like never before, Lord God. We declare your kingdom come and your will be done here in this blessed nation, Lord God. We thank you for using this nation to give you glory, that you would get all the glory, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. I just pray that all your people, we will not come into agreement with that spirit that John and James were tempted by to want to call down the fire of judgment on this nation. But Lord, I pray that we will pray for healing fire, for revival fire in this nation, in your people, Lord God. Raise up your people, I pray, Lord God. Let us shake off the dust of the cares of this world, Lord God. Let us not be distracted by all this other knowledge, Lord God. Let it not supersede our knowledge of you. Let us be passionate for you, Lord God, I pray. We bless your people and we bless the United States of America.
Lord Jesus, we just thank you that America is the apple of your eye. We just thank you that your blood covers over a multitude of sins. We just thank you that America is not, maybe it seems to be fallen, but Lord, you have not forgotten them. Lord, we just thank you that you are reawakening the spirit in America, Lord. We just thank you that you will bring up a mighty army, Lord. We just thank you for the young ones. We just thank you for those who are still early in life. We just ask for you to help them to surrender their lives to you while they are still young, Lord. We just ask that you will cover them with your grace and your love, Lord. We just ask for you to show yourself in America, Lord. We thank you that you are on the throne and that you are all-powerful. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Can we just thank the Lord for the good plans he has for America? Thank you, Father God. We do. And Lord, we just want to lift up right now the name of Jesus. And Father, I just ask right now that your presence would manifest in a real and powerful way right here. Lord God, I lift up every single one that can hear my voice right now, that we'd all become more aware of your presence, that we become more aware of your love that's always with us, Lord God. Lord, I just pray that all of our knowledge would not make us dull to the truth that you're with us, that you're so near to each one of us, that you know us all by name, and that you love us, and that your love is overshadowing and overwhelming us all the time, whether we're aware of it or not. Lord, I ask that you would just reveal yourself right now in such a real and powerful way. I just want to invite everyone right now, if you would, let's just breathe in the breath of God. He's that close. We can breathe in the breath of God. Oh, we can drink in the love of the Father right now. Just want to encourage you right now, you can drink in the love of God in a new way. Would you let him touch you right now? Maybe he's touched you before. Would you let him touch you again? He's always good. Come on, let's take a big drink. Let's drink bigger than we've drank before. 1 John 3:1 says, "Oh, what manner of love is this, that the Father has lavished and poured out on us, that we should be called children of God." That is what we are. Thank you, Father. Thank you that we're your children. Thank you that there's hope in you, Lord. I pray you heal every heart right now. Nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible for you, Lord. All things are possible with you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, thank you right now for just washing away all condemnation. Let your love kick out, cast out all fear. All fear, we come against you in Jesus' name. Father God, help us drink in your love right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you that you're healing hearts right now. Yeah. Yes, Father. I believe I hear the Lord saying we can let him in deeper than we let him in before. I just declare you're refreshing right now. The hope of heaven is being poured out right now. Heaven's hope. We receive your hope, Lord God, in Jesus' name. If anyone has a physical need this morning, I just want to encourage you that when we're drinking in his love, we're drinking in his healing. But Father God, I just lift up everyone here that has a physical need. I pray that you would touch their body right now. Holy Spirit, I ask that you would touch them. Heal them, I pray in Jesus' name. Lord, I declare that by your stripes we're healed. By your stripes we're healed. So I just speak to any pain. I say, go! Any sickness, go in the mighty name of Jesus. If anyone here has a lump or a tumor, diabetes, I say go in the name of Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. I said Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We receive your healing right now. Can we just thank the Lord for that? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who was it that had a physical need? Would you just raise your hand? Who was that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to ask, I want you, if whatever the need was, I want you to, if it was your elbow, I want you to try to move it. If it was in your back, whatever it was, I want you to see, can you feel a change? Has there been a change in your body? There's been a change. Hallelujah. Is it 100%? 10%? 50%? How much change is there? It's complete. It's 100%. Hallelujah. Can we just thank the Lord for that? Thank you, Lord. How long have you had that problem? 3 or 4 months. And now it's gone. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. That's so awesome. Well, I'm going to ask my boys to come up here because they have some prophetic pictures that they want to give out. If you'd like to be seated, we're just going to, Pastor James, Brother Craig, we're going to hand these out. And after we hand these out, We're finished, but then we're glad to stay. If you want prayer, we'd be glad to pray for you. Even if you want to come up and say, hey, would you just listen to the Lord? Maybe you'll hear a prophetic word, and we'd be glad to do that. Our kids, they love to prophesy, and Jill and I do also. We'd love to listen to the Lord for you, okay? So, do you know who this is for?
Yes.
Who's it for?
That is for you in the blue shirt.
Okay. Is he wearing glasses?
Yes.
He's wearing glasses. Okay, this man right here. Yeah, can you come forward right here? Here you go. Why don't you hold this?
Oh, that is you and your plan. And the devil is making the world be sinful, but every time you hit the drum beats around the world, and then all the people start praising God. So then the world starts to turn back to normal.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So do you ever play the drums or anything? No. Okay. Well, I just believe that this applies to, whenever you are praising and worshiping the Lord, that it is impacting the world around you. Amen. 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 What's your name?
Joseph.
Joseph. Father God, we just bless Joseph in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for the good plans you have for his life. And thank you that he is powerful in your Holy Spirit. And we thank you for revealing that in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for the authority you've given him. And thank you that you're going to be promoting him in the Spirit. We call that forth in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Isaac, who is your picture for?
This is for the one way back there in the blue jacket.
The woman?
Yes.
Gina, right? Can you come forward, please? And all this.
This is your heart, and God has planted a seed inside, and it has taken root, and it has been growing, and it has been producing fruit, and that is your love for God and your heart reaching out to other people, and it is shooting out God's love and his glory, and the devil, he's trying to shoot arrows through it, but it cannot harm it. It will just, like, pass right through, and then it will just, like, fall and shatter to pieces. Just pray for Gina, Lord, and that you are giving her a heart of gold, Lord, and I just pray that you would just help her in every time that she has need, Lord, and that you would help her through her trials and help those turn into testimonies, Lord, and that whenever she has a problem, Lord, you are right there.
Do you know who your picture is for?
It's for in the back in the red.
The back here. Red?
Yeah.
Can you come forward? Yes. Here, I'll trade you.
This is you, and God is saying, you are good, I love you. But the devil is trying, saying you aren't doing good, and says you aren't good, but and that words are arrows, but it's just bouncing off because you're meditating on the word of God, and it's like, it's doing like a force field around you.
Praise God. What's your name? Patty. Can we pray for Patty? Let me pray first. Lord, I just thank you so much for Patty and for the call of God that's on her life. Lord, I thank you that she's going to always listen to your voice. She's not going to follow any other, and it's just going to fall by the wayside in the name of Jesus. Just thank you for her family and all the prophetic words she's declared and will declare to see your kingdom come and your will be done here on earth.
Lord, we just pray for Patty that she is meditating on the Lord and not on any other spirit, and that she is just focusing on you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, Judah.
This is for you. I was just hearing that many times what the Lord wants isn't usually what we want, and that as he helps us grow, sometimes we don't know which way he wants us to go, and many times we don't really understand what he's doing right when he's doing it, but in the end we can see that it was better than we could ever imagine. And this is supposed to be what your life sometimes looks like. It's like curved and twisted many ways, but the more it's twisted, the more ways that it can bend to reach other people. And that this coin is supposed to represent the riches of Christ, and that you won't ever have to worry about anything because it's the Lord who will always provide for you. So Lord, we just pray for Diane. We just thank you that your plan is perfect. Lord, we just ask for you to help her to not have to carry the load. But Lord, we just thank you that it is you who is working in her, Lord. We just thank you that as you move through her more and more, she will be able to see what you really want her to do, Lord. We just ask that you will make it clear to her that she will be able to tell everything and tell one way from another and which way you want her to go. In Jesus' name.
This is you, and you have a bow, and you're shooting the arrows that Satan is trying to hurt you with, and then God is holding you, and since he's holding you, there's a force field around you so that arrows will just bounce off, and they won't hurt you. Well, Lord, we just pray for Corey, Lord, and that you will make him a warrior, Lord, and that he is already a warrior, Lord, and that you will take him to the next level, Lord, and that he will see more of your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. I have another picture, guys. Do you know who's this? Who drew this? You drew two? Okay. Oh, you did this one. Okay.
I don't always draw, but sometimes I do. Young woman in the back row right here. Yes, you. Yes. What is your name? Shelley. Okay, Shelley. Well, I don't know if you can see, but, sky's all gray and it's brown, but we've got the rainbow representing the love and the promises of God, pouring out. And when it's hitting, the water's blue, but when it hits, it's like all these different colors representing life, and it's bringing life, and it's starting to spread. And I just felt like the Lord was saying that he is pouring through you, and you're bringing life to, barrenness around you, and that you have influence in places that some people would say, not necessarily dark, but just kind of barren or whatever, spiritually dry places. But the Lord is going to pour through you more and more and just bring a lot of life, and it's splashing out and it splashes out, and that your influence is a lot further than what you're aware of. And so Father God, we just bless Shelley in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you are pouring through her, Lord God, and your life is flowing through her. And we just thank you that your favor surrounds her like a shield, and that no weapon formed against her will prosper. She doesn't have to have any fear because your love is greater, and that you are bringing life. And Lord, I just ask she would begin to see the influence that she's having on those around her. She would be more aware of your presence in her and what it's doing to those she comes into contact with, Lord. In Jesus' name, I just call forth healings, prophetic words, and salvations through her life in greater abundance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello. This is for you right there in the pinker riches in the purple shirt. Yeah. What's your name? I believe that this is for you in what this place is in it's a place of darkness, and it looks like nice buildings, but really there's bars on all the windows, and all the windows is like a prison, and it's discouragement and death and other bad things. But you're right there in your prison uniform falls off you as you shoot up into the sky flying. And the chains break off of you, and you go up on above the building that says impossible and above the building that says death. And you go above all the other buildings, skyscrapers, and then you're coming up here where it's daytime and it's light. So Lord, we thank you for her willingness to serve you. Lord, we thank you for her authority in the Spirit. Lord, we ask that she would use that authority to your greatness, Lord, and that you would bless her with the strength and energy that she needs to do what she needs to do, Lord, to live her life, Lord. We ask that you would give her extra boosts of energy and activeness, Lord. And we ask that you would touch her life and that she would be able to touch other people's lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
We have been so blessed to get to be with you. Our heart is to share the goodness of the Lord wherever we go, whether it's here or in the Philippines. Steve's getting ready to take Josiah to the Philippines in October for about a month. We are in the process of getting an orphanage started there, and it's just exciting to see what God is doing step by step. If you would like to partner with us monthly, we would be really blessed. We'd send you a newsletter, keep you updated on everything that's going on and what your fruit is for the kingdom. If you would like to just pray about it, think about it, partnering with us, or if you know now and you'd like to, I'm going to ask if you would just put your address here on the bottom of this form. We neglected to put a place for your address so we can include you in our monthly newsletter. If you just want to become a partner, if you want to make a one-time commitment, it all is for Him. Amen. Amen. We've been so blessed to get to be with you. I need Issachar and Jakin. Can you come? If you could just raise your hand if you'd like a form. The boys will come bring it around. And Pastor, I believe we're done. We will be glad to stay here and pray for anybody who wants to come forward. We'd be glad to pray for healing or prophetic words or just bless you in the name of the Lord.
They're just going to be up here where we usually pray afterwards. We'll stay here for a few minutes and then or as long as people are coming. Y'all be blessed. It's been a good morning. Y'all have a good week. Amen.